Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heroes, gonna tell you about heroes, gonna tell you about
comic books,
costumes,
facts,
boots,
and other stuff.
Welcome in to Bros, Foes, and Heroes and our Pools of the Week, joined, as always, by the marvelous, magnificent Mr. Mason. It makes it easy for me to have two co-hosts, both with M names, so I don't have to think of a lot of adjectives when I are, is that the word? Whatever, descriptors, you get what I'm saying. Mason hopping in with us, as always, here and looking ahead. Or looking at the comics coming out this week and what we're picking up. I continue to be a terrible comic book fan, as I am not current on anything.
Oh, but you could get Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees.
I had to. It was a Halloween book. Mm-hmm. I needed something to do for Halloween.
You own plenty of Halloween books, Zach.
You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. Aside from Long Halloween, which obviously spans more than just Halloween, trying to think. Oh no, the other Halloween books I have, we've already covered. I have Witches that Scott Snyder did. Oh, yeah. That I loved. And we did Gideon Falls. We did the first volume of that.
So good.
And then
you should do the Black Orchard Mythos.
I was gonna say
I forget what the first one's called, but I have that. I might loan you that volume.
I do have Something's Killing the Children that I could have done, I guess. We're going to have to.
It's not that scary, honestly.
That's
more
true.
Fun than scary.
So that's, I mean, I don't know.
It's
I
feel dark, like, but not scary.
Yeah. This one, at least, I don't know. Like, murder seemed perfect for Halloween. But looking at what's coming out this week now, we're out of October into November. And I'm looking at the new Marvel books, and I'm going to have to lean on you again to tell me, hey, this is might be worth it. This might not be. What I do need to know, though, is. What is, and this is because I'm out of the loop, who is White Widow?
That's is Yelena.
I still have not seen...
New Yelena book, yeah.
Okay, so White Widow 1, that makes sense. I don't know why I didn't put that together. Comes out this week. Also, I saw that we have Avengers 7.
Which I'm getting, because it's really liking this run, and I'm getting Doctor Strange number 9 as well.
Okay. We get a new Spider-Boy book as well.
Not this week.
Is it?
I think that was last week.
Was it? Okay.
It's up on my...
Variant. Never mind. It's the variants this week. Doctor Strange 9 this week too then. And then X-Men 28. So,
I might get that. I don't know yet.
How are you? Are you caught up on X-Men?
For the most part, I'm Fall of X. Just there's so much and there's so many other books. I just kind of start dropping it. I might just hold off until those new books they announced, the Fall of House of X, Rise of Powers of 10. I might just wait till those and just do that. Just because, like, I mean, I kind of know what's the point if I know it's just called they somehow lose or somehow win.
Yeah. No, I'm following you there. A thing I'll ask then, just because I know it came out last week too, but Spider-Boy made me think of it. Do you know anything about the new Uncanny Spider-Man run?
I haven't been keeping up. I want to because I like that artist. But again, just first issue was $5 and I just It's hard.
No.
I'm getting sick of many number ones being $5.
I totally get that for sure.
I'm going to get Ultimate Universe number one. Well, because me, you know, I was all over Ultimate Invasion. I'm really excited for this new Ultimate Universe.
And you were laying it out for me. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or if we were just talking
about it. We just talked out there.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah, you were kind of laying out for me what the timeline is for this Ultimate.
So there's Ultimate Invasion where Maker goes and makes this new Ultimate Universe, the 6160. And now he's out of the picture. He's not dead. He's just out of the picture. And that book was more Maker and Howard Stark focused.
Mm-hmm.
And this is picking up after Ultimate Universe 1. It's just a one-shot. It's setting up what they'll now, like, okay, now that the Maker's gone, what is this Ultimate Universe going to be? And then in January, we get Ultimate Spider-Man number one. And then February, Black Panther, Ultimate Black Panther number one, which I'm really excited for. And then March, Ultimate X-Men number one. And then probably going to be getting more after that, I would imagine. I think it just depends on how good these sell.
So is this kind of like, in a way, this is kind of like a... Because it's not necessarily a relaunch of anything in the main canon.
Yeah, it's just a new Ultimate Universe.
It's like Marvel doing their own Dawn of DC in a sense of like the timeline of releasing, of like having like, all right, we have this set up, and then here's a new title, here's a new title, here's a new title, and they're rolling it all out to kind of go along with everything. And I'm kind of excited to have a jumping point in then like that. So
I am too. Plus, I think there's going to get to do stuff they can't do in the main universe because I don't know if you heard the announce what this new Ultimate Spider-Man, because you know how the original it was Peter Parker at 15, mm-hmm. Or like 13, getting all of his powers, and then, you know, until he died. This is it, poor Peter. From what it looks like, Peter's getting his powers like in his 40s. He's married to Mary Jane, and they have kids. Because they revealed, you meet the Parkers. It's Peter and Mary Jane married, and they have two children. And I guess is he's not just now getting his powers.
Oh.
And
see,
he's like, okay, how's he gonna be a superhero with a family? You know, starting out.
That,
at least that's what I think it's going to be.
That could be really interesting.
It could have been doing it for years.
And he's just now.
But in Ultimate Invasion number one, Maker stops Peter from getting bit as a teenager. So I think this is going to be he's getting his powers like when he's 40.
Okay. Could it be that somebody... So we know for sure it is Peter though, right?
It is Peter. It's okay. Confirmed Peter. And yeah, we'll see what's going to be. I'm excited for that one. And then Ultimate Black Panther is... it's a big mystery. He's going to be dealing with... Khonshu and Ra, so he's going to be doing some stuff with whatever Ultimate Moon Knight's going to be, which is exciting. And then Ultimate X-Men is all by Peach Momoko, written and drawn, and that's going to be armor focused, which I'm really excited because I really like armor.
Okay, I'm not familiar then.
Did you ever read Joss Whedon's Astonishing X-Men? That's where she was created.
Okay.
She can basically just make a pink suit of armor around her and punch stuff.
Okay.
She's really cool. I'm excited for that.
I'll have to go back to that.
Ultimate Universe number one is supposed to be, this one looks like it's going to be Thor and Iron Lad centric.
Okay.
So we'll see what it leads up to.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get Ultimates at some point, you know?
Oh, that'd be cool. I am excited about this. And again, like I said, I like having a new jumping point. That's why I was so excited about Dawn of DC, was just because with everything out there that's going on is I like, not that I need to find and start at the start of the story to begin with, but I just need to find a place to hop in a story where I know that I can just pick up and roll
especially
with
since
it.
DC has no recaps.
Exactly. And so that's why I was so excited about Dawn of DC, is because it felt like kind of like with Rebirth and stuff, like I find places to hop on. I just don't think you need to do big, hard, you know, reboots like that every now and then, but that's a thing for another time.
Speaking of DC, are you gonna get anything from DC this week?
See, that's what I'm looking.
I might get that Supergirl special just because it sounds kind of, I like Supergirl and this could be cool.
I do too. I will tell you,
if I buy it, maybe they'll make a Supergirl ongoing again. That hasn't been one in a long time.
No, you're right, there hasn't been since
like 2018.
Was Tom King last one, right?
No, that was a miniseries.
Oh, you're right, that is. Yeah. Oh, you're
like
the ongoing,
like an ongoing.
Sorry. Yeah, no, it has been a while.
It was still in Rebirth last time, I'm pretty sure.
So we got that Supergirl special one. Okay, you'll have to let me know how that one is. I see that there's an Aquaman The Lost Kingdom special one.
I'm not going to bother.
I
don't even know if I'm going to, honestly, it's rocking for me. I don't even know if I'm going to bother seeing that.
Batman, Catwoman, The Gotham War, Scorched Earth.
I haven't been following Gotham War.
Yep, Detective Comics number 1076.
I hear that's really good. I just fall off just because it's so expensive.
I'm kind of the same way. Like, I only picked up two books when I went. And it was this one, and I got Wonder Woman number two. So
I did read that. It was okay.
Okay.
So I'm liking the stuff. I'm going to wait until this is in a trade.
And then pick it up.
Because I know there's going to be much. It's Tom King. It's gonna be much better reading all instead of waiting month to month.
That is true.
Because honestly, I remember just because I have a big brain, but I know most people did not remember that the girl at the end is the girl at the beginning of the first issue. Did you remember that?
I haven't read the second one yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I've just picked it up. I haven't read it yet. Oh, but no, dude, you're fun. Yeah. Thank you, because I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because with that much time in between, I tend to have a bad time of doing that. But I'm with you. I think that one of the reasons that I enjoyed Mr. Miracle so much is that when I went in to read it, as I read it all as a complete
I can't imagine reading that as a month to month. Yeah. That would, I mean, it'd still be really good, but it just would nowhere near
I just
good.
Wanted to keep going. And
like when I read his Rorschach, it's just nowhere near as good month to month.
I also found very similar, and maybe that's the best way, and it would make sense to read some of Tom King's work is to do it all collected instead of an issue by issue thing.
Yeah, but with his ongoings can be different, you know. Yeah. This is just the first arc. I'm sure he's gonna have one shot
for sure. But I mean, like, I would enjoy it more when I would, because I used to have a monthly subscription to Batman when he was on Batman.
And plus, wasn't that biweekly at the time?
Yeah,
yeah.
But I found it easier for me, or I would. You know, have more fun reading when I would just let a couple issues like kind of build up
yeah.
and then go through, and it would kind of all be connecting. Like, oh yeah, okay, I see the full story. This is fun. Like the Booster Gold thing. I know people
that is
hate.
Much better
yes.
when you read it all in one go.
Yes, and I did
because I can't imagine reading that first issue by itself. Like,
you would have been. I get why everybody was pissed,
especially
then.
When it's out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, it's like I understand going in issue by issue. Why people were pissed then, but like reading it as a whole, I was like, okay, I get this whole thing then. Like that makes sense. But the DC side of things,
They didn't put out much this week. One thing I'm worried about with Wonder Woman though is how long is Daniel Samper gonna be on art? Because he's a really great artist, but you know, the best artists, they need to take time.
That's true.
And granted, they've been working on this for a while. But even still, you know, like, how is he only doing the first six issues and then we're going to get six? And is it going to be like with Batman right now where six or seven or eight issues of a guest artist who is going to be great no matter what? And then he comes back, or is he only doing this first arc? And then because eventually Dixie's like, hey, why don't you go do this event we got building up? Or because what they do, they put their best artists on events.
Yeah.
And yeah, Jorge Jimenez came back, but then it's only going to be six issues, and then he's going to do another. So I'm just wondering, how long is he actually going to be on this title? Because that's half what makes this book so good so far.
Yeah.
I mean, no, as much as I like Tom King's Batman, it hurt that the art kept shifting so much.
Yeah, no, and I'm completely with you there, too. It's hard to kind of get used to one art style and then have it constantly switching on you. Not that, you know, even the new art style is better or worse than the previous one.
No, sometimes it's just, better, but it's like...
Yeah, exactly. It's just hard, you know, you get used to it in a way. It's kind of like when you watch an animated show and they change the voices on you. You know, like sometimes it can just take a little while to get used to. I was just looking just to see what's on Image. Image has No One number 6 coming out, King Spawn number 27. It's funny, you brought up the Bone Orchard. I see the Bone Orchard Mythos Starseed number 1 this week, and then also Untold Tales.
Wait, that doesn't come out this week. No way that comes out this week.
It comes out technically the 31st, it says.
Oh, that's just probably the final order cutoff, I guess.
I guess. But then also Untold Tales of I Hate Fairyland. And then, you know what? I don't see anything else that I might be picking up this week. So, a lot of good stuff coming out.
Game mostly Marvel this week.
Yeah, I think
I'm... If anything, I'm definitely getting Ultimate Universe 1.
Okay. I will probably put that on my reading list whenever I get around to it. I need to quit being such a bad comic book fan and actually read some and get caught up. But until then, that is a nice little breakdown of what is coming up this week and where things are going. A little look into the Ultimates and that timeline you can look at too. Jumping on point that I'm looking forward to.
I feel like you might enjoy it better. You probably will want to read Ultimate Invasion first.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it's going to be written to where you can enjoy it by itself. But yeah. I think you'll, Ultimate Invasion does all of the establishing of how this universe has run so far.
Okay, then I will start with that for sure then.
Yeah.
Because I do like that, and that'll help me a little bit better. But that'll give me a new place to start on. I've been looking, we talked about since we've done the show, I've been looking for a place to jump on with Marvel stuff.
Have you been reading Big Game, by the way, since you talked about Nemesis? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's honestly, it's turned into what I expected it to be, and I'm not loving it, but... I'm thinking hopefully issue 5 saves it. It looks great.
The question I had for you, just because you're in
but it really has just been Nemesis and the fraternity just killing everybody.
Oh.
Like, that's fine, but it's not what I was hoping they were going to. The problem is it's only 5 issues.
Oh.
If this was, like, 12, then it's like, okay, then maybe we actually have time for these characters to, like, interact. Like, I'd want to see Superior and, like, Plutonian.
Yeah, not Plutonian.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Interact with the nightclub and the ambassadors interact with. They don't have time. They have, like, a page and then
that's
get
it.
Killed.
Yeah, well. Did you think that... I thought that the first Nemesis was a little more... I don't want to say controversial, but a little more, because Mike asked if
first
how I liked it.
Nemesis is much edgier. You know, that was his edge phase.
Yeah, it was. I think that this Nemesis did more to kind of just set up.
It was clearly more big game setup, and it made Nemesis a little sympathetic, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
Because in the end, remember at the end, his parents were like, oh, they were framed.
So, oh, yeah.
And like, why can't he just be a psychopath again? Like, why does he have to have a sympathetic backstory with, like, it doesn't change what he did. He's still evil, but.
Yeah, like, no, I, like, he was, it's so much like, kind of cool. Like, I felt it was a little bit of a cop out the way it ended of like, oh, we don't know who that guy really was or not and all that, the first one. But it was just so much more like, yeah, there was no denying that that dude was just an absolute turd of a person.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. That does it for us this week and the polls of the week. What you can look forward to, what you should go ahead and pick up. Until next time, we appreciate it as take three. We appreciate you listening as always. And until next time, stay safe, everybody.
Telecom.
Pros and heroes, gonna tell you about pros and foes and heroes, gonna tell you about.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.